This is Gordon Strong, Grandmaster Beer Judge, and I've got a special treat here. It's a 1996 Gales Prize Old Ale, judged as a Category 19A Old Ale. This beer's awfully hard to find. I've been cellaring this one for a very long time. It's a nice time to bring it out. For those BJCP members, it's right after the legal matters of 2008 were concluded, so it's somewhat of a celebratory beer. since this is quite a bit older than the example, keep that in mind when going through this. If you get a younger example, it's not going to display age effects to the same extent. So, the first thing is it's a corked bottle, so the brewer recommends that you store it on its side. My cork was in good condition, which is good. When you pull it out, you should see if it's crumbly or dried out or otherwise moldy or off. My cork was still filling the bottle and supple, so that's a good sign. You smell it, you want to make sure it's not sour, gone off. So I can see it's totally flat, no head, which is unusual. So I mean that's a character of it aging out. But again, I know it's at least a 12-year-old beer, so I'm taking that into account. It's a dark reddish-brown color. It's opaque. I hold it up to a flashlight. It has a nice ruby color and is clear. I'll give it a 3. If I hadn't known this was an old beer, I would have taken off a point for the head. But it's something that is acceptable in a very aged example. So, smelling it. Still has quite a bit of malt there. It's caramely, some molasses, quite a bit of dried fruit. It has a Venice wine-like character, some alcohol and esters. I'm getting a moderate oxidation age effect, but it's not off. Perhaps a hint of acidity there, but that just tends to accentuate the Venice character. No hops at all. The esters I get are like dried plums, cherries, and figs. It tends to mix in with the molasses, which tends to be a little on the dominant side of the malt character. Yeah, it's It definitely has age written all over it, but it's not turned. So I'm pleased that this is held up. So I'll give it an 11. Tasting it, I get a aged caramel, molasses, and fruit flavor. It's sort of like a port, like a vintage port. Maybe medium-low bitterness, hint of acidity in the finish. Deep-aged flavors, almost like it's been in a barrel. It's a little bit of sherry or age or oxidation notes, but they really are complementary. I mean, this is one of the styles where you can get some of those oxidative notes, and they tend to complement as long as the beer doesn't turn. Definitely Venice. The palate still is malty, but there's really no carbonation in it, so it is very sort of port-like. It does tend to dry out in the finish. The alcohol is totally smooth. I mean, you can barely tell it's there, which is impressive because this is a 9% beer. I get a malty Venice molasses aftertaste. It's really nice. I'll give it a 17. So, for mouthfeel, as I said, it's totally still. There's no carbonation at all left. The body is full, which it's a little hard to tell with no carbonation, but, I mean, it really does feel thick. But it's, the alcohol is totally smooth. I mentioned a hint of acidity. Just towards the finish, just a little bit of a, just a bit, a little bit of a bite. I said it before, and you know, I still think this is like an aged port. It's hard to believe it's a beer. I'm gonna give it a 4. Even aged, I expect it to have a little bit of carbonation. So overall, it's showing its age, but it's stood up well. It's well conditioned. It's definitely an old ale. The alcohol is wine-like. It's really sort of faded into the background. The oxidative notes complement the malt and esters. It's a good winter beer. This would probably confuse judges not familiar with old beers or wines. And I've had some old wines, too. They sort of age the same way, the good ones. The flavors just sort of smooth out and, you know, aren't all bright and brash and intense. But they still wind up with an amazing depth to them. And this has held up nicely. I mean, I've had much younger ones that have gone off. So it's a little hit and miss. So I've been saving this one, and dreading it at the same time, because I wasn't sure what I was going to get. So that gives me a total score of 44. It's a very good example. I wouldn't necessarily use the description of a lot of these characteristics for younger beers, but it does sort of help illustrate that, an old ale can age out, and when it does, this is, you know, one of the kind of qualities that it can take on, particularly the stronger ones. And this is at the upper end of the limit for style. It's one of the better known examples, and it's strong. Like I said, it's 9%. Yeah, definitely like a fine port. So that's the Gales Prize Old Ale, vintage 1996. And I'm recording this right before Christmas on 2008. Category 19A Old Ale.